Hello. Hello again. This is Peter Hill in Peter Hill Explains. You can hear the engine start up as I podcast as I drive. And the context of this will be describing, the context of this podcast will be preparation of the ideas behind a Year 8 lesson. So to give context, I'm in cardiac rehab, so I'm very, very tired at night. So last night I could just limited the amount of lesson preparation I can do. And because I'm expected to produce a lesson plan, lesson observations, lesson reflection. And so what I'm moving on to is producing podcasts, MP3 podcasts, and there's MP3 to text programs, which I'll get up and going in about a week. I think it's going to take me a week before I can actually get through the Google appies. You can go, if you just Google MP3 to text, there's a few programs you can use. There was a route that I could use via YouTube. YouTube does beautiful word to text recognition for the captions, but that's not quite what I want. So the aim of this is that I'll be able to produce the podcast but also the text documents behind it. So Year 8, wanting to move on to renewable and non-renewable resources. They've had a basic background in particle theory and they've had an introduction to geology. So trying to stick that all together. In particle theory, how we categorise things, we say things are either or. They're either an element or they're a group of elements, therefore they're a compound. So if you can imagine that on a board, that's a circle around the elements and another sort of jelly beam around that, which is compounds. There's no overlapping there, and elements are not a subset of compounds. But those two are a subset or found inside mixtures. So another big circle around that will give you mixtures. Now the relevance to this is that a mineral is a naturally occurring, that may be one word, it's a geology term for a element or a compound. So an element, you throw the dart and it hits one element in the periodic table. Turning around here. And a compound is a fixed ratio of multiple elements, so there has to be more than one element, and they're in a fixed ratio. So CO2 is one carbon and two oxygen. So I'll just turn on the cooler here because it's getting quite hot. So that's what a mineral is. I'm sorry if the noise is getting up for you. So that's a mineral, and a rock is a mixture of minerals. So a rock contains within it many little crystals, little zones of a particular compound that you're interested in. And an ore is a rock with a commercially interesting or commercially viable amount of mineral in it where it's worth it to mine it and separate it. So you've got those sections there. So an example is iron oxide is a mineral, and if your rock contains sufficient iron oxide crystals in it, you can actually crush that up and get out the stuff. Or say if you're gold mining, it's a mixture of gold and quartz, for instance, you crush that out and wash out, separate the mixture. So mining is involved in separation. So it's the Year 7 work, but overlaid to get that. So again, I don't know how I'm going to actually test that, but I will, in the initial part of the lesson, demonstrate the objective. The learning objective is to actually make rocks, make sedimentary rocks. There'll be a demonstration at the start, of sandstone as a mineral. Now, the actual mineral component of sandstone is actually quartz, and generally quartz, but there's also a glue or binding agent outside of it. So at the start of the lesson, I'll have a demonstration of making sandstones in real life, and then they're going to go off and actually make sandstone in a series of controlled steps of weathering, erosion, transportation, deposition into a multi-stranded layer, and then a sort of semi-metamorphic place where heat is applied to create cementing, and by folding their grated chocolate in layers with a bit of Italian herbs that I've got out. I've checked for allergies. So, yeah, in preparation of an official lesson plan, you have to show all syllabus sources, all program sources, all checks. And so I've checked that there's no one with chocolate. And there are some people with a peanut allergy. So I've gone through the check on that. So they'll make that. And part of this is to actually relate all of that to prior learning, consolidate the learning, and to discuss how the mining and extraction of minerals means that in general a mineral is a non-renewable resource. You mine it, you refine it, and then you chuck it out. So it's a sort of a one-way process. Then you can recycle it. But it's not another resource. You just go back to your mine and miraculously leave your mine to rest for a couple of years and mine it. So that's the overall idea of the lesson. I have some basic lesson notes. Start off with a demonstration of making sandstone, an explanation for how they're going to copy it out, and then sit down, take some overall notes. I'd like to test for deeper problems. I'll probably, as an extension to for creative thinking, is to actually identify whether you could ever make a mineral or renewable source. So that would be an interesting aspect. And what makes a mineral, a rock, a waste rock, or just a rock? And what makes a mineral? Those are some thinking questions for it. Obviously, this is the first time I've had this class. I don't know what's going to happen afterwards. I should set some homework for them. So that's all for now. I'm at a red light. I'll just switch off the phone. Hope it doesn't catch me.